Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Out there in the business over at Genesis Communication Network, which is the network that we're on. We're proud to be on. I believe and hope they're proud to have us as well. Just love how these guys move on things and get things done. And it makes doing the show so much easier. And I don't think you realize that when you're watching a show or you're listening to a show, it's more than just the mouth behind the microphone. There's a lot of people who have something to do with it. And I very much appreciate how involved they are. All right. But, you know, seriously. And look at, we're in the 4th of July. With the government officials are sitting around, or government people are sitting around today, our guys are working. I'm working. Of us that are out there working. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Did you have a great Independence Day? A great 4th of July? You know, I just was talking to somebody about this yesterday, saying, don't say happy 4th. Please don't say happy 4th. Either happy birthday, America, or happy Independence Day, whatever it is, however you want to. There's a 4th in every month. Right? We're not going to celebrate 12 of them, are we? Seriously. Yeah, you can tell.
Am I late or what? Happy 4th. We're past that. Now we're fighting for the rest of the year, the rest of the week, the rest of our freedom. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Helps when you hit the power button. Yeah. As I was saying before, happy 4th, my butt. No, seriously. Right? Now we got to keep going. Now one day we had a birthday. You blew out the candles. Let's move it on. People were fighting for our kids. Seriously fighting for our kids. When you see what's going down in Los Angeles today, Los Angeles County, Dr. Do I have to call her doctor? I guess I would, huh? Dr. Farrar has decided that she is now going to be, I guess, queen of medicine, if you would. And she decided all the kids are going to wear masks now. That's it. End of discussion. The doctors have come out and said, okay, now she's over the top. Because, frankly and honestly, there's no reason for the kids to wear masks. There's no reason for us to wear masks. This is craziness. I know. Hit the ground running, right? But really, in all sincerity, you're going to see this happen more and more. Now, in L.A., we're not seeing the numbers that they're seeing, maybe in some other places. I know you're all tired of this, right? You don't want to talk about the masks anymore. I don't blame you. I don't want to talk about the masks anymore either. But every time I turn around, somebody's nailing us with them again. Just after we've seen all these reports of the damage it's done to the kids, or the damage it's done to, well, society as a whole, right? She wants to institute them again. I don't know if some of you saw the latest, where the CDC had posted and put up information or used a report that her daughter had put together. Dr. Farrar in Los Angeles, the LA County Board of Health, head of the LA County Board of Health, she referred to, which I think is hilarious, she referred to a report that the CDC put out. Dr. Farrar did. And that's when she was getting her information. That's what she was using as a basis to make her decisions about whether mask or no mask. Right? And we just found out, well, I should say a group of moms exposed the whole thing. They found out what was going on. They know what's going on. So they decided to let her have it. They decided to put it out there, lay it out. Our friend Jennifer Van Laar ran with it from Red State. And I got to tell you, it didn't help. This is how crazy these people get, how they feel like they're so entitled to run your life. Go think about it. Even though she's been caught red-handed. Now, where is the LA County Board of Supervisors with all this? Why aren't they getting involved? Why aren't they engaging? Do they care? Are they hiding? Do they not know what to do? This is where I kind of lose my cherub-like demeanor. They don't care about you. I've been saying this for a while. They don't care about us. There is no us to speak of. At least not in their minds, anyhow. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-55. No, I'm not going to talk about January 6th. Right, the hearings that they're having again? My God, please, go away. There's nothing there. It's not exciting. And anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do there. A million things you can get involved with. Well, a little good news anyhow, coming out of the Catholic Church. At least I think so. Pope Francis is warning his German bishops that changing teachings, not lawful, not going to happen, you can't do it. Don't see your host, don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGERO, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Really, seriously, you know, it's my mantra. It's Joe's mantra because I am tired of cleaning up your messes. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, 855-ROGERO, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. Missed him, but wasn't here last week, as some of you remember. Alfonso Rachel, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, Zopian Den, the Zoloft. a fantastic musician, right? Stop buying the Beyonce stuff. Buy his stuff. Go to soulfoodradio.net, which is temporarily in hiatus, but you can hear it. Still on Sundays, I'm playing some of the classics. We don't have old ones, right? We got classics.
Yeah. I was going to say, Joe, rather than Beyonce may not be like a comparable genre for folks, but like since Green Day, I guess, has made themselves relevant by going out there and saying that he's denouncing his citizenship. Rather than going out and buying bisexual Green Day's music or even Rage Against the Machine, who's also that, like, check out Sledge X. I mean, if you guys, but because here's the thing,
can we be clear? Sledge X has nothing to do with being woke, right? I mean, Sledge is a masculine term, so the X doesn't
X referring to one, the one who bore the cross for us, and X also referring to by Generation X. And, so that's the music that you want. I hope that folks will come and check out, rather than getting like Green Day or Rage Against the Machine.
I always scream and yell because I say the same thing all the time. You guys are out there, you're buying the music of people who don't agree with you, who are not on the same side as you, who want, for all intents and purposes, they want your money, but they want you to shut up and listen to their music and go, leave them alone.
Absolutely. And you know, the irony is that the guy, Billy Joel, Butthurt, the singer for Green Day, he what was that? Oh, no. That was awesome. No, it's they make this music. It's not even that good, but they have millions of fans. And he's out there saying America's full of stupid people. And I'm like, yeah, I think they're the ones listening to your music.
Okay. Anyway, keep going though. Don't stop now. No. Okay, that threw me off. I didn't know what the heck that was, but that's okay. Hey, listen, that's the NSA. They just keep forgetting to hit the mute button.
Mm.
Right?
Okay. Kind of sounds like a draggy effect.
All right, let's have some fun with some of this. There's so much going on. It's just hard to keep up with all of it. You know what I'm saying? And Joey Biden got COVID, double vaxxed, double boosted. Didn't he say something about once you got this, you were going to be fine? And, you got the shot and the booster, you would not get, I mean, his words, not mine, you would not get COVID. Is he misinformed or just stupid?
He could be both, but, no, it wasn't. I thought that Joe had already had COVID, but it's not COVID, that he got the other, cancer. So he's got cancer and COVID.
Huh?
Yeah, did you?
I didn't know that Joe Biden has cancer. Is this news? What is this?
Yeah, this is for real. Biden said that while in Delaware, he was talking about the oil that it's so thick that you have to wipe it off your windshields. And us living in there, in that area, we got cancer. He says that we got cancer. It's like
Okay. I had a brain fart there for a second. Okay. No. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. You're right. I mean, and the White House goes into emergency mode right away. Because it's like no, he doesn't. let me see if I can get his words out here. That's why I am so damn many other people I grew up with have cancer. Why for the longest time Delaware had the. Highest cancer rate in the nation. Because he says that's why I and so many other people I grew up with had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he, God bless. Does he know what planet he's on? So
no,
he didn't pull it back, and the White House was like stepping on itself to try to fix that for him.
Yeah, you know what else I found odd about this? Is that I think this is the first time I had ever gone to do a search on that to like confirm it. And it was the first time that I didn't see a flood of left-wing narratives on it first. That's the first time. Because you know how, like, when you go do a search on this, if you're always going to get left-wing media, that's always going to come up first. It's the first time I hadn't seen it.
No. They don't know what to do anymore. Matter of fact,
exactly. You know,
what do you do with them? You got to spend 24. Every time the man blows his nose, you got to be ready to print a retraction because you just don't know what he's going to say when he's doing it, right? I mean,
yeah.
And the Dems now, the word from the inside sources are that they are looking for a way to get rid of him. And I'm thinking to myself, no, God, please, no. You want Camilla in there? Look, come on, you did it too. You were like, oh, wait, what?
Yeah. And you know, okay, now, and one has to wonder, now, was this set up so Biden would just be a fellow, so the Democrats could claim to have the first female black president, quote-unquote black president, whatever being a female is, I guess you have to, you know, be a biologist. But anyway, but how could that be also when nobody liked her?
I know, dude. People don't realize she could get, I don't know, what, a single-digit number for you know, like there was a likability thing they used to do with all the, remember with all the candidates? She got nothing. I mean, she couldn't hit 1% of approval ratings.
Oh, my goodness.
and yet, and somehow she became VP? Seriously?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry. For me, I find it just all so amusing. And now, I don't know if you heard this, but who was the New York mayor, de Blasio? He was running for a congressional district, one of the most liberal congressional districts in New York. And so he got some bad news. He couldn't break 4%. So he comes up, he says, I'm pulling out of the race because it's very obvious that the people of Congress District 10 have decided to go in a different direction. No, they decided they don't like you, you person, you. Anyhow, I thought that was just so funny. He really is oblivious. Most of them are. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see you in the Joe Mazzini Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is taking Paxlovid for his COVID infection. Experts say the drug will likely help him to recover quickly. The president also posting a short video to his Twitter feed.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern. And keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
The latest border report shows a steady rise in illegal immigrants with ties to terrorism. Six illegal immigrants were flagged for being on the terror watch list in June. That's far more than the 30 terror suspects arrested in the last 4 years combined. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Baby, it looks like welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOKE-JOKE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's giving me all kinds of breaks just for being a listener of mine. That's right. You get 50%, 60%, sometimes 2-for-1 off when you head over there. All you have to do is use promo code Joe on the way out. Remember, you're supporting somebody that supports you, supports the way you think, and will use the money appropriately. We're believing he's using the money appropriately. Unlike Beyonce, who won't use the money. I don't know why I'm picking on her. I have no idea. Anyway, Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to as Zoe. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, the Zopian Den, the Zoloft, and co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net. And, I mean, seriously, why do people, Christians, people that we deal with on a regular basis, conservatives, why are they giving these boneheads money?
Well, you got an answer for me?
What did you say?
Do I remind you of Beyonce?
you know what's going to happen, right? I'm going to get more emails. So I love doing this stuff with you. We'll get to that clip in a second. I talked to a reporter today. We were talking about something that's going on here locally, and there is a person that's being. A person that's been elected and they're being kind of ripped on. They're the only black person on the board. So you know why they're ripping on them, right? This is where the journalist, if you would, was going. Because she's a black female. I said, no. They don't agree with this. They don't agree with this. They don't agree with this decision. Why does it have to be? Take the black out of it. And then what do you have? What do you have? You don't have anything because those arguments are correct. They're upset. I don't necessarily agree with those parents in what they're mad about. But the fact that they're mad and a woman has to be black that they're mad at, does that mean that they're racist? And that's the narrative being painted.
Yes. Yes.
It's all I got, isn't it? I mean, seriously, this should be serious about it.
It's one of those things where it's all they got, but dang, Joe, what else do they need? I mean, it's effective. It is. I've warned about this, man, ever since before Obama was running. I was like, this is how they're going to win. They are going to use the race narrative. They are going to promote their socialist policies through him. And if you disagree with the policies, you must be racist. You don't like Obama because it's like, no, we don't like what he's the policies that he's promoting. That strategy works like a flipping charm.
And it still works.
Yeah.
Are we still that? Is it ignorance? Is it fear? Is it? I mean, I don't even understand it because it doesn't bother me. You want to call me a racist? Good luck to you. All right. I think we'll get that as well. Never mind. But if you want to call me racist, good luck to you. Right? You got to prove it. And I'm just, the word doesn't mean anything anymore. It has absolutely no meaning in my mind.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, I mean, Angel, you don't, I mean, the way they've made it, you can't prove it. Once they've made the charge, they make it stick, and the burden of proof is on you to prove that you're not. And it's a sad thing. And the thing is, you know, we talk about this a million times. The cultural groundwork has been laid to give us basically that Teflon against it. They've laid the cultural groundwork to be able to make the accusation. Yeah. We don't have the cultural groundwork to basically make to fire the Iron Dome against it.
I like that. I like using the Iron Dome. No, it is. But part of it is like everything else. Look, I know we always, I bring it back. I mean, you think of a story, you know, David and Goliath. You think of who fought who. Who actually had the guts to get up and go, what's wrong with you people? What are you afraid of? Mm. Right? You know, and it's the same thing here. It's like, what are we afraid of? Why are we so afraid to open our mouths and push back a little bit? And it's because they have instilled fear. I was going to say in all of us, but no, that's not true. In a lot of us, not me, but instilled fear that you can't say anything, you can't push back, you can't open your mouth.
Well, yeah. I don't even know if it's that. It's like for instance, I have a sense of fear. I have a fear when a lot of conservatives do open their mouth, because when they do, they give the left exactly what they need to make the accusations that they make. A lot of conservatives aren't afraid to speak out. They are. They just say the wrong things. They really do.
Well, come on. It took a year for you to train me properly, and now I say, no, systemic racism exists. You know, let's not deny it. It's too bad that the Dems keep it alive.
We've been on this frequency for a while. It's just one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah, I remember. Because, man, you know who the Democrats are. You know who they are. You know, and it's just one of those things where you do have a lot of conservatives who are saying these things. And I'm like, why are you giving the Democrats what they need to do what they do? And
right.
A lot of conservatives are waiting for politicians to do something. It ain't the politicians.
No.
It's us. We have to represent.
We. You know, you're exactly right. You're right. All right. So I got a fun one for you. You and I love, well, I love this stuff. I think you do, too. Right? So, as most people know, both of us are committed Christians, and we love to make fun of people who think they are somewhere on the God plane. Well, I like to, anyway. I won't speak for you. But I ran across this, and I knew you would have a field day with this. So this person is going to tell us who God really is. Because apparently we have been misinformed. You know, it can only happen to me. Right? It always happens to me. Anyway, they're misinformed, totally misinformed on who God really is.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it doesn't matter what you do. And it doesn't matter what you say to them. See, I'm one that says you don't quote chapter and verse to these people because they don't get it. You nail them another way. Take a listen.
My God is a queer God, is a queer space, is a safer space, is in allyship with the universe because my God is self-reflexive and knows that it is not always a safe space for everyone at every moment. And it may be an ally to one entity and a trigger to another. So my God is working in solidarity with everything all at once, and that capacity doesn't fit inside a body box. My God is outside the outside of a timeless clock. My God is indefatigable. My God is intersectional. My God is awake and alert and stays woke because it once created the universe universe, and it still encompasses the earth. My God knows that it is not always seen as a God, that not everyone blesses how it transforms day into night and back and sometimes forward. And my God knows that it is questioned and doubted and questioned and shamed and pushed back and called out and called in again. My God rocks transformative justice. My God knows that restoration doesn't do enough in dismantling injustice. My God knows the difference between prefix and suffix, because my God invented Latin and language and knows that even language has repercussions. And even language is transgressive. And even language doesn't properly contain substance, because there is no way to concretize linguistic labeling with justice. So my God is transcending and transubstantiating justice. My God is nameless. Thou shalt not speak my God's name and speak my God's name in vain to be anything other than other without any name, because my God is a holy, 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 intangible, amorphous entity of endless possibility, of infinity, of limitless whole and unapologetic empathy, an unidentified, expanse of tranquility. My God is a queer God, and my God is eternity. Thank you.
Yeah. So apparently her God, who created language, created it with problems. Created it listen to all the contradictions in everything she said. But the bottom line was, isn't it interesting how she hit every single buzzword for the woke?
Oh, man.
I saw you squirming in your chair, and I know it's hard. You kind of feel like David before he started the fight, squirming, go, why isn't somebody doing something about this?
Yeah. This uncircumcised Philistine. She can be circumcised. Why not? You know, so I guess she's got all the attributes, right? Whatever her pronouns are, circumcise her pronoun. Okay, look. The only thing that she has said in there that really holds up is when she says, "My God," and I agree. She has her own God. But it ain't the God of the Bible. It ain't Adonai. The God that she says that doesn't have a name, I recall him saying, my name is I Am. you got Adonai, Al Shaddai, Elohim. He's got several names that he has assigned and given to be addressed as. She says to not take this right. God's
Hold
name
on.
In vain.
We're gonna you stay wound up, because we're going to finish this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
This genie stuff they play nowadays. Anyway, jumping in your house. I know, sound like the old guy on the porch. I got it. 855-GROW, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. He's the host of the Zoloft, Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, co-host of the SoulFoodRadio.net, and a terrific musician. You can find his music where?
At BronzeServerMedia.com and click that Sledge X tab.
I'm talking like you're not here, right? Where you can find his music? Oh, my God.
Anyway, American-made rock and roll.
You got to finish your last hour. I mean, you had it all pent up there, and that woman had got forward, and she used every... For those of you just tuning in, you'll have to go back and get it. I'm not playing it again, but she went through the whole thing of what her God was.
Yeah.
And the thing, I love pulling out the contradictions, though. Again, go back to the speech, but her God created language... But apparently her God is not perfect because the language that he created was imperfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great call, man. Exactly. I mean, yes, she's fully contradicting herself. She can't even refer to her God as what God refers to himself as. She calls her God it. God actually has a pronoun, does refer to himself as him a lot. And speaking of language, we know, Joe, that God is the word. So if God created language and created language to be fallible, then God created himself to be, God not only created himself, but is the creator himself, the word. In the beginning, the word was with God, the word was God, was, that's the first language. And it was imperfect. So wait a minute. she's missing a lot of things here.
Oh, God created safe spaces. God created, I mean, she just went through a, she used words I don't even think exist, right?
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and you're going, what she is doing is laying the foundation that God is all things to everybody for every reason in every way. And you're going, then he's not a God. He's just, he is just an it. It is just an it. It is whatever you want it to be.
Yes.
And there's no power in it.
Yes. It's you know, she sits there and says, don't take my the name of my God, a God of name, which is the commandment, which she just did. She totally, well, she, actually, no, she didn't take his name in vain because she didn't give God a name. She says he doesn't have a name when he actually says that he does. But, I mean, she's based, but the commandment that she is violating is that she's creating a God in her own image while saying that her God is boundless. So, yeah.
They're confusing people.
Yes.
I don't care what you say. I mean, even if you want, let's just say you wanted to. For some reason, you took a hit of acid and you decided you wanted to take them seriously. Okay? You can't. You, even after a hit of acid, you can't pull all that together. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. You know? And this God has no power, has no reality to it. It has no, it doesn't even know how to put the language together. I mean, seriously, this is what I find so funny about it. And
yeah.
And now they're even going further. Media Matters is freaking out about what they're calling the G word, and they want mainstream, these media outlets, to A, stop using it, B, stop allowing it to be used. The term is known as groomer. And groomer describes an adult who befriends a child without proper boundaries in order to prime them for sexual abuse or a sexual relationship. Now, this isn't just a conservative term. This is used all throughout the community that is involved with this, the pedophilia community, if you would. And they want it squelched.
Okay.
When is Jesus coming back? Can you give me a dig? This is getting old.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. You know, I'll tell you what, though. This is the kind of stuff that people were doing. When he flooded them, it's like, hey, you guys make sure you put on your scuba gear, because I'm getting ready to go and flood this whole world because of this perverted, nasty stuff that you're doing. And then and that was when God poured out water, and then they picked up this knuckleheaded, perverted stuff in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God poured out fire. But it's going to get pretty gnarly. Yeah.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, look, California just put a bill forward called SB 107, Senate Bill 107. The bill does is, we call it the kidnap bill, because if you have a child in any state who decides that they want transgender operation, they can come to California on their own and get it, all right? Their parents, because the kid could be underage, the parents would be able to get a federal warrant to bring their kids back. The state will ignore the federal warrant, okay? Law enforcement officials are told to ignore it, although it's against the law. It'll never hold up in court. And here's the deal. You don't have to have a parent doing this. So a child can be kidnapped from another state, brought here, and have that operation or be put under the knife, if you would. And this is getting ridiculous. It's getting to the point Sodom and Gomorrah is going to look like a Boy Scout camp. Do you know what I'm saying? This is how bad California is getting. They're turning themselves into the modern day, well, Sodom and Gomorrah times 10.
Oh, definitely, man.
And it's because we push God out of the way. They don't want to hear about God.
Absolutely. And, you know, I saw this coming years ago. It's like, you know, when you have people out there say, oh, gay marriage, there's no problem. What harm is going to come to it or anything like that? I'm like, you don't want to get behind this. Okay, you don't know what floodgates are going to open up when this happens. And, you know, when you got people who will downplay the Bible because, you know, basically you had teenagers that were married, you know, so, okay, yeah, they get married as teenagers. They're able to comprehend the law, you know, like say, for instance, bat mitzvah, meaning son or daughter of the law, mean they comprehend it. So they can be married. But you say that and we're perverts, Joe, because we recognize that in the Bible, yeah, teenagers were married. Meanwhile, these people are saying that a prepubescent kid can have their gender flipped around. You know, and they can go to school and learn about sex and all that sort of stuff, and they can be groomed, you know, for the sexual gratification of an adult. They can do all that, but we say, yeah, in the Bible, and we understand why teenagers were married in the Bible. We could totally understand that. But these people think that we're like, you know, these creeps who understand that in the Bible, yeah, they were married as teenagers.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I've been having conversations with people about our founding fathers and how young they were and how young their offspring was and all that. I'm going, do you understand the maturity level was so much different then? Mm-hmm. These kids were reading Shakespeare at 13 years old, for God's sakes, at 12 years old, and understanding it. Our kids can't read the first six words in the dictionary and understand what they mean. You know, we have raised a very strong generation of lame children, or I say uninformed children, who really believe the world revolves around them, and they are do everything.
Yeah.
And that's easily affirmed by just go to YouTube and watch what these kids are saying and doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. I mean, the education, the tests and stuff that kids took, you know, like 100 years ago. And you got kids nowadays who think that those kids were like dumb and primitive. Why? Just because they didn't have like what, the internet or something like that? I look at some of the questions and answers that kids had, you know, like in the sixth grade back, and I'm like, man, what is this?
No, it is again. I look at education. We talked about this a million times, and I've always said to you, I said you can. These people have this down to a science. You don't believe me? Go back to the days of Jim Crow, right? If you want to keep a group down, don't educate them. It was illegal to educate people in the black community because they knew. They knew what education would do for them. And I got to believe that as the years went on and the Dems started losing ground, they started going, wait a minute, we control education, we control the kids, we control the country. Hitler knew it. Stalin knew it. You know, all of them knew it. And that's where they started. And what are you seeing today? Where were these kids at?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And because they're like, Democrats are, okay, if they want to be educated so bad, we'll make sure that they get in the classroom. But it won't be for education. It'll be for indoctrination. And, you know, I mean, the founding fathers, they knew how important it was to be able to read. And the thing that they wanted people to read was the Bible.
Yes.
You know, our institutions of higher learning, our most prestigious schools like Harvard, you know, they were meant to be Christian schools. They were there to teach, you know, like really fundamental literacy based on the Bible. So people could really dig into the word when they go out and they give their sermons and stuff like that, really have a good grasp of the language. The Bible is rooted in us being able to read in this country. And when we had that root, people were really smart.
No, you're right. And I have a book. I should send it to you. I've got a couple of them. It's the very first book that was printed to be used in schools. We used it in our schools in this country for almost a little over 200 years. Okay, and then the progressives started getting a little backbone, and everything in the book was based on biblical principle. The stories were based on biblical principle. When they went down the alphabet, every one of the alphabet, you know, when you had to pronounce something, it had to do with a biblical name, a biblical, you know, story of the Bible, that kind of thing. They'd be having a heart attack day. These were our founding fathers who paid for this, our founding fathers who put it in place. Anyway, tell people where to find you, my friend.
RonSerpentMedia.com. Thank you, man. The Zoloft, the Zopium Den, Sledge X, Soul Food Radio.
And not the local pizza joint, unfortunately. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. You're stuck with me for the next hour, and I got a lot to beef about. We'll be right back.
Class number 60134.